Well, as we mentioned a moment ago, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore wants to give its faculty something to stand behind. Bulletproof whiteboards. The school has ordered $60,000 worth of whiteboards that teachers can write on during classes. But if violence breaks out, they can use them as shields. The idea comes from an Eastern Shore company called Hardwire LLC, whose CEO, George Tunis, tells me the idea came from the armor that his company was providing to soldiers on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's funny how it started in that we started by giving away clipboards to the local police officers. We gave about 400 bulletproof clipboards away in the heat of the war effort. We actually just had some extra material, and we thought it would be a good idea for the local police. They loved them. We started to make other clipboards for my kids and then their friends, and it kind of spread from there. And the material is so light and it has so much stopping power that after, you know, the Sandy Hook thing hit, that's really when the light bulb went off for me. I was watching some of the imagery with my son, and we were like, we really have to get more of this in the hands of the adults in the schools. I mean, when you get into an elementary school or, you know, some of the situations where the kids are so young, it's really the adults that you have to protect, because that's the only protection that the kids have, and you have to buy time. So we wanted to come up with something that was dual use, that fit into the school environment, that, you know, wasn't imposing and could be useful, because if it's not useful, it gets shoved in a closet. And the most useful thing in a classroom setting is a whiteboard.
So how is this supposed to work in a classroom situation? Somebody comes in shooting, the teacher can grab this off the wall and use it to shield him or herself or kids and stop whatever's coming at them?
Yeah, the idea is that this is a last line of defense. This is for, it's not to change the lockdown drills that are going on now. In other words, a lockdown, if you can escape the building, you should escape. If you can do it with a shield, you have a better chance in case you run into something. If you're in a lockdown situation and someone is trying to get through the door, in many classrooms we see, in some classrooms there are no doors, where the doors open out and so they don't lock. You know, this is a last line of defense. If you're in the Homeland Security promotes run, hide, fight. If you're in a fight situation, so, you know, you're down to just you, your class, and the shooter, this gives you the ability to go at the shooter full speed and block the line of sight of the kids and hopefully close the gap between you and the shooter. And then, you know, the shield can become literally a weapon in close quarter combat, where if you just start twisting it, it's very thin. It's only about a quarter inch thick. And if you get hit with it, it is not what most people think of as a piece of plastic. It's much, much harder than a cutting board. And it can break your nose or do some serious damage to someone's hands holding a gun, et cetera. So it's
quarter inch thick and it's going to stop bullets.
Absolutely. This is an NIJ level 3A shield. So this will stop, these shields will stop the same thing that, police body armor stops. It is a very unique material. We actually have advanced forms of this that are even thinner than that are going into helicopter programs now. So this is the thinnest, lightest armor in the world. And again, it was developed under a Department of Defense and DARPA program used for armoring trucks in Iraq and Afghanistan. So this is military grade material that we've just simply transformed into something that can be put in the school and made useful.
George Tunis, the man behind the bulletproof whiteboard. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.